the sinking of the Housatonic did not end the Union naval blockade of Charleston. So just looking at this from a military perspective, would you say that despite the Hunley's one success, that it was ultimately a failure from a strategic perspective?
There's no other way around it. It was a failure in terms of strategy, breaking the blockade. It did not break the blockade. All the ships they had doing, this was desperation. It was just a prick. It wasn't a sword thrust. Yeah, they were putting a lot of courage and a lot of sacrifice into it, but ultimately it was a failure. It's really hard to see in retrospect how they thought they could succeed because they just were going against an overwhelming force of ships. Initially, there was a monetary reason why you would want to do something like this, because the Confederacy offered a reward for sinking ships. If the original Hunley, if it had sank the Housatonic and gotten back to shore, the crewmen would have been rich. They would have gotten gas of money based on the value of the ship they sank. Of course, it would have been in Confederate currency, so that wouldn't have been so much, maybe, and it would have not meant anything if the Confederacy didn't win the war.
And I guess, I mean, the whole purpose of the Hunley was goes out, sinks a Union ship, returns safely to base, maybe a few nights later, goes out again, sinks another Union ship, returns to base. I mean, I guess the point of the Hunley was that it could sink multiple Union ships and that over time it could actually break the blockade. Was that the overall strategic vision for the Hunley?
Oh, sure, but I doubt they could have done that because the Union ships, they had some anti-submarine devices. They thought the submarine would go under the ship, dragging behind it a torpedo. So they had these chains, nets of chains, basically, they would throw over the side. And that would prevent any submarine from going up under the ship like they originally planned to do. The netting would have also have hindered a sub like the Hunley from planting a torpedo in the side. It may not have totally prevented it, but it would have made it a lot harder. And I'm sure that the Union would have increased their vigilance against it. So I think it was a doomed idea from the start, but they wanted to do something, and this is hindsight also.
You mentioned the desperation, but at the same time, you wonder if the Confederates, maybe the resources that they put into the Hunley, if they should have maybe put those resources into some other mechanism, but then you also pointed out the desperation that they were under.
Right. For a lot of military missions, you wonder what would have happened if they had shifted all the resources that they used on a certain thing to some other area. But there wasn't a lot of options there. They were already being blockaded so tightly, and the Union was attacking the forts and slowly reducing one after another. They couldn't reduce all of them. They never did reduce Fort Sumter until Sherman's army took the city from the other side. They thought at the time it was worth the attempt.
And did the Union ever attempt to build any submarines during the Civil War, or was it a case where just their regular ironclad ships and their wooden vessels were so overwhelming that they didn't feel the need to try anything innovative like a submarine?
They did have submarines they were developing also. They had one called the Alligator, which I believe was lost off the coast of North Carolina when it was being towed down towards the south. Maybe it was planned to use against something in around the Charleston area. But mainly, they didn't have the same incentive to do this development. They didn't really need them as much. But both sides were developing the same thing. They came from the same tradition. They had been in the same country for long. That's one reason why the battles were so bloody, because both of them were using the same tactics against each other, and they knew what to expect generally. The North was building ironclads at the same time the South was. The South got ahead. Just one day ahead, they got into the water on the Potomac and started sinking wooden ships. And the next day, the Union ironclad had arrived, and it was a draw at that point. So the technology was similar on both sides. Some had more in one area than the other. It's remarkable how well the Confederacy did, considering all the constraints they had, the lack of manufacturing generally, and the blockade. They really rose to the challenge in many ways.
The other thing, too, that looking at the Hunley from a modern perspective, and then, you know, when I was in Charleston a year ago, I went inside this model of the Hunley with a hand crank, is just how incredibly primitive it seemed. And then the next day, I boarded a U.S. naval submarine called the Clamagore that is moored in Charleston. And this was a submarine built right at the end of World War II, and it served in the waning days of World War II and then well into the Cold War and into the 1950s. 1950s, and just seeing the amazing technological advancement from the 1860s to the 1940s, less than 100 years, the submarine technology had literally just gone on fast forward. So I would think even though the Hunley itself was a very primitive vessel, that the fact that it was able to sink an enemy warship probably really inspired that whole type of warfare. And of course, submarines played a very important role in both World War I and World War II. So would you agree that the Hunley definitely set the stage for a whole new stage of naval warfare?
Certainly, it showed the potential that what a submarine could do. It was considered to be an infernal weapon by the people at the time, and it was for many decades later. Even during World War I, the British thought submarines were somehow against the rules of war. They were considered to be sneaky and just not the sort of thing that a modern self-respecting army would use, or navy. And after the war, there were calls to ban the submarine, just as there were calls to ban gas warfare. But certainly, I think the Hunley did show the potential. It was a pinprick, but it showed there's a lot of room for advancement and improvement there. And it showed the way to the future. The Civil War was like that in many ways. It pointed to the future of warfare. There was the use of hot air balloons, or balloons of some sort, lighter than air balloons, to view what was going on in further distances. They used a telegraph. They used trains a lot. It showed that more and more the old-fashioned idea of individual courage was going to get displaced to the mass of mechanism and using the iron submarine against a wooden ship. That was sort of a symbol of what the future lay.
I want to really thank you for your time and also for writing a very, very interesting article that I'm sure that a lot of our readers are going to read, and they're going to be very interested in this topic.
Well, I really enjoy the historical articles in Sky and Telescope. I've read a number of them, the ones about Lincoln and his Almanac trial, about the moon's role in that, and the ties to Tartara and the ties influencing Caesar's invasion of England. I think those are very interesting. I'm glad to contribute something.
Well, thank you very much.